The next contributor to tonight's celebration is Thomas A. Clark.
I'm sorry to say all I've got is a book to read from. I'm going to read three short poems which were chosen by Eric for the New British Poetry Anthology. And they're from a set of poems called 20 Poems. And I've always thought that sincerely, Eric liked at least 3 out of the 20. That was quite a good proportion. This is, I suppose, there are three different descriptions of states of innocence, one kind or another. And the first poem is a description of the Golden Age. In those first days, there was no distinction between percept and concept. No bridges spanned the waters. No coulter broke the clay. The people knew nothing of deduction or inference. They did nothing in particular, went nowhere in particular. Wild horses roamed over boundless pasture, kicking their heels or grazing the soft blue grass. There was no division among the golden hours. There was no equation between apples and stars. The third was still a discord. The people lived in concord, and song was accessory to dance. The second one is spring in a mountain landscape. And if any of you have driven down from the west today, you'll know what I'm talking about. This is spring in a mountain landscape. High piled cumulus. A field of snow where no shadow falls, melting as we speak of it. And now the deer climb out of the straths and glens to graze the open mountain. It is the birth of time, of least willow, tufted sedge, and the starry saxifrage. The air is the sport of ours, a likeness may be yours, out on the Rubicon of rhyme. Vapor rises from the moss, rivers tear themselves loose, the flute of a ring ousel, lingering, melts like a snow crystal. And the last one is nighttime poem, moonlight poem. Under a full moon, the small mammals find their way by paths well hidden from the light of day, through wild gardens over unkempt lawns. The small wayfarers that trace on the terrace silver lines, camouflaged with candor or bristling with spines, braving the predatory pockets of shadow, they come to the proffered saucer of light. Thank you.